Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Olkers. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The DH, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. There goes Castillo. The throw from Laudner to Gagne, and Castillo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Gagne moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Butler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to home to get Harbeck. Brunansky moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3 to nothing, Twins. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush pinch hits for Ron Washington. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Lombardozzi goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Brunansky steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball towards right. Castillo catches it and throws to Carter, who throws to third to double up Brunansky. Harbeck tags and scores. It's 9-4, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Yett now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bush is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Thornton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Twins. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Twins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Franco moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Corey Snyder. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Franco scores. Castillo moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-8, Twins. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Twins will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Chris Bando now catching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.